Our butler Hamza has spent the last 4 months tending to his farms, hoping to profit from his harvests. But when torrential rains and floods hit Sudan's Jazeera state, much of his land was submerged, destroying the crops.
We have about 1,300 acres that were farmed this season. The rains and floods have covered about 300 acres. All what is completely destroyed is a complete disaster. Some are trying to drain the water, but as a farmer, this summer season has been a complete loss.
Heavy rains and floods have affected more than 90,000 acres in Jazeera State, home to the largest governmental agricultural project in Sudan. More than 130,000 farmers grow crops such as corn and cotton for the country and international markets. But rain and floods have affected that, as well as the economy of the state. Authorities say hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of produce have been lost.
As farmers, this is a loss for us. This season, I'll not be having anything to sell. The corn and anything else I planted is gone. I've lost more than £1 million because of the flooding.
And farmers' income are not the only concern. The flooding of farmlands comes at a critical time for Sudan. The United Nations says a third of the people in the country, or about 15 million, are already struggling to get enough food. And with floodwaters covering tens of thousands of acres, that number may rise even further. Jazeera is known as the breadbasket of Sudan, supplying half of the crops it needs. Any disruption in that supply could raise market prices in a country where more than half of the people live in poverty. Authorities say they've put plans in place to reduce the impact of floods.
We will split up the farming cycles to make up for the losses the farmers have incurred. The amount of lands farmers plant on during the winter season will be increased based on the area of land that has been destroyed by the rains.
But farmers like Awadallah fear their lands may not recover in time for the coming season, and they may suffer more economic losses. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Jazeera State.